Could you tell me about your experience on Warehouse 13, working with the people, and also your character and so forth?
Yes, I can. So, Warehouse 13, for people who don't know, is a sci-fi show, and I worked on that show as a very interesting waitress in a diner. So I got to work directly with Eddie McClintock, who is fantastic, and that's another big production that was shooting in Toronto. So they pump them in, pump them out, like I said earlier. But the experiences working with these leading actors and having that opportunity to be around them is incredible. Watching how people perform and work is amazing. And getting the opportunity to work with great American directors is definitely something that I appreciate because they have a different point of view to how they see television and how they work. And you get to know very quickly that these are professionals. They're serious. Like they know the ins and the outs, and they know how quickly to get a shot. So they know exactly what to tell you if you're not on point or if you're going in the wrong direction. It's just their direction is so, this is what it is, and go. Like, so it can be a little bit stressful, but it was definitely a great experience. And that particular show was very cool because we were working in sort of a diner on King Street, but they were CGI-ing this effect onto the diner where it was like a big crash, like a big UFO crash, basically. So it was kind of neat, but it wasn't actually happening. But, of course, as artists, we have to pretend that it is happening. We have to live that experience. So that was my first time working like in sort of that type of capacity where they're creating essentially the shot that they want, but it's not actually there. So, which is happening a lot more actually in television now. They're picking their locations and they're CGI-ing in what they want, which is kind of neat and it's kind of cool that that's the way television is going. It's turning into more of like a feature film style approach, which is incredible. I had a great time. I love the cast. I've been very blessed and fortunate to work with some amazing, incredible actors who I've really felt have helped me grow as an artist. And work begets work, So once you start doing these things, the word gets out, and then it becomes easier to start working on other American television shows. I had the opportunity to do a recurring on The Firm when The Firm was shooting in Toronto, and I got to work with Callum Keith Rennie, and that was probably the most. It's so funny because like I don't get starstruck, but the most when I really admire an actor that I'm working with, I have a tendency to get a little bit nervous, but fantastic. Like you're working with a character actor such as Callum Keith Rennie, who you cannot ask for anything more. So I sort of attribute my success to being like a sponge and sort of taking in everything that I can get